Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I don't believe we're behind because in my polls, we're ahead. We have polls, and in my polls, we're ahead. But polls are fake, just like the reporters and the news are fake. There's so much of it that's false, and that excludes you, of course. But the polls are fake.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
And we welcome in Mark Lotter, who is, of course, with the President's 2020 campaign and Director of Strategic Communications. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my friend. I was watching your live or recorded, I don't know which one it was, Twitter feed the other day when you were out there in Tulsa and all those great Americans were already set up in tents behind you, ready for the rally this weekend.
It's really remarkable, and of course, I've gone to my fair share of presidential rallies, and to see people lining up, and we had at least 50 or 60 out there a couple of days ago. I think we're well over 100 now, and it'll be exponentially more even as we go through the day. But to see people lined up 6-7 days prior to the president's arrival to be on a sidewalk with tents and chairs. And this is Tulsa. It's June, almost July. It's hot. It's humid.
Yeah.
And to be sitting out there with no shade in the sun for all of those days, it really takes that shows you the energy and the excitement we've got for this campaign.
But Mark, it's shocking that you would try to get that many people together in this COVID-ridden environment that we're in. How could you possibly do that?
You know, I had a discussion with some of the liberal members of the media, and I was like, would it make you feel more comfortable if we called it a protest?
Yeah,
protest,
thank you.
Joe Biden's tax increases, Joe Biden's plan for taxpayer-funded abortion, Joe Biden's plans for a Green New Deal and support of NAFTA, because if that's what we need to do, we'll call it a protest against socialism if that makes the liberals more happy.
Yeah, it's a great point, and I don't know how you get around it. We've even had some of these mayors in cities that are otherwise shut down on the street marching in these protests. The policy.
It's really remarkable. It's remarkable that it's such hypocrisy that, if they're protesting and if it's a protest of something that the liberals support, then you're fine. But if you are, protesting or rallying something against something they're against, then, of course, it's unheard of. And here's the thing. I was having a conversation the other day. It's like, when in America did we need permission from the government to exercise our right to assemble, our right to free speech, and our right to be free to make our own decisions? Everyone out there has the information on COVID-19. They know the risks. They know the risk factors. And what we have said, and I have said it, and I'll say it again, if you are in a high-risk category or if you have someone in your family that is high risk, then please stay home. Protect your health. Protect your family. Catch up with us later. We'll have another rally, I swear. But if you're not and you want to come out and celebrate this president, the American experience, the flag, freedom, then that's your right to do so. And we will offer you a mask. We will offer you hand sanitizer, and we will take your temperature. And if you still want to do that, then come on out. You are free and welcome to do it in this country, and that's what we should be rallying for.
I love it. You know, I'm sure the president's going to bring up the SCOTUS decision on DACA from yesterday during his rally. It's unbelievable to me that we have a situation in this country where we now have to accept that an executive order written by a previous president can't be changed, altered, or canceled by the next president. That's a stunning development in this country.
Especially when it's also an illegal executive order. It usurps the power of Congress and creates law on its own. And that's not how this country works. And it's really remarkable, very disappointing that you would have the Chief Justice involved in this horrible legal decision. And I've never seen the other justices, especially the conservative justices on the Supreme Court, really just take it right to the Chief Justice in disagreement of his decision in this process. It's very disappointing, but it's also another reminder why this election is so important, because there's going to be at least one, maybe even two justices up openings in this next term, and we can't have more liberal justices appointed to the Supreme Court. And while, yes, you know, we've lost a couple here on especially this one with DACA on a very close race, the more conservatives we have on there, the more we can afford to lose and not lose the outcome.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we remember that, because there's a lot of important cases coming down the pike, whether it's about the Second Amendment, about life. Very important that we continue to have and enlarge the conservative majority on the court.
Yeah, Mark Lotter, my guest from the Trump 2020 campaign. Let me play this Joe Biden soundbite from yesterday and get your reaction. 13, please.
My message is twofold. Number one, the next president of the United States, I think you'd all have to admit, is going to have to be able to do two things. How's that?
Someone's phone.
Call.
Oh, it's your staff.
Mark, one of those newfangled cell phones went off in the background during Joe's thing there, and that's why they need him to tape all these and not do anything live.
It's why they're keeping him hiding in the basement. You really have to wonder. I mean, plus that horrible speech the other day. I think he was putting himself to sleep. It was must have been past nap time for him. You really have to wonder. I mean, this is a guy who it wasn't that long ago, forgot the year that 9/11 took place, how many grandkids he has, thought he was negotiating with world leaders. He'd been dead for decades. There's clearly a reason why they're hiding him in the basement. There's a reason they don't want to see him on a debate stage with President Trump. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see how this campaign moves forward and if they can keep him hiding in the basement. I just got to think, regardless of that side of it, this is America. We don't want our leaders hiding. We want them out there. We want them out there in America leading from the front, which is what the president's doing, whether it's on police reform, COVID, on standing up to America's enemies. That's what we want. We don't need some guy who's afraid of his own shadow hiding in the basement.
Yeah, Biden is hiding. We appreciate it. Mark Lotter, thank you so much.
Good talk to you, Mark.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Mark Lotter there with the Strategic Communications Director for Trump 2020, at Mark_Lotter if you want to follow him on Twitter and get his updates from Tulsa, because the people are already lined up in the heat in Tulsa to see the president this weekend. Should be fun. 314-241-9797. The markets were kind of yesterday. A little bit of a bounce back today, maybe. Jennifer Kashinka coming up. I got Annie Fry and Mark Krikorian in the next hour. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.